Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. I'm going to take a look at canoeing and paddle sport, all kinds of paddle sport things, as a matter of fact. Canoecopia is coming up this weekend, and Darren Bush, chief paddling evangelist and owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports in Madison, our guest to talk about this event and, of course, to answer your questions when it comes to kayaking or canoeing. And I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org. Or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or comment there. And if you'd like to win a ticket to this weekend's Canoecopia event, call or email at talk@wpr.org. Go to that email, wpr.org. With a question for Darren, and we'll do a random drawing in about, 10 minutes or so. Judith will do.
The royal we.
Yeah, it's the royal we. Judith's the one that does all the work. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And things are going well for Canoecopia?
Yeah, things are always going well. I've got the best team in the world. They all know their jobs. We had a 10-minute meeting this morning. Everybody went, okay, you're on this, you're on this, you're on this, and they scattered, and I stood there by myself wondering, okay, now what do I do? Guess I'll go down and see Larry.
But things are really looking good this year. A big event. I know lots of people coming.
And yeah, we sold out, and I made the aisle smaller in one part, and we sold out again, and we sold out our tickets. This is our best year ever for pre-ticket sales. It's been just people are really excited about spring.
What do people see with that? For those who've never heard of it, what do people see when they go to Canoecopia?
Pretty much everything in the industry under one roof. Anything. Canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle, all the gear, camping gear. Pretty much anything you need. If you wanted to go to the Boundary Waters tomorrow and you needed to just go, you could walk in with a credit card and walk out with everything you need to do it. That's kind of the idea.
And I've been there, and I'm telling you, it's almost overwhelming. I mean, there's so much.
It almost is, and that's one of the worries that I have, is that it's become a little bit too big in some ways, and we're trying to mitigate that. And, you know, one thing I do is tell people, if you get confused, hit the panic button. You know, go to the customer service and say, I need someone to talk to, and they usually find me. And I'm worthless.
That's your
during,
job.
I'm worthless during the show anyway. I might as well just talk to people. That's what I like to do anyway. So yeah, we try and accommodate everybody, and that between that and the education you get from the speakers, we should be able to cover.
Oh yeah, and there's so many great speakers. We have your Rutabaga website up, and you also have a website devoted specifically to Canoecopia.
Yep. You can go up on the Rutabaga site and click on the Canoecopia button. The other thing you can do is we have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's facebook.com/Canoecopia. And that's getting updated a lot from people who attend. Actually, they're putting their pictures up and stuff. It's really fun.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, Clyde in Fond du Lac has a question for you. Hi, Clyde.
Hi there. First, let me thank Darren for Canoecopia. It's a great show, and I just love the speakers that I've partaked in. Thank you very much, Darren. My question is, where is the most northern part of the Fox River that you can enter, calling it the south end of the Fox River?
Are you talking about the Wisconsin Fox that runs into Green Bay?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's two. There's one that runs.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Right.
And I guess I'm talking about the southern end, which, do you still call that the Wisconsin Fox?
That's what we usually call it, yeah. Okay. Most people don't know there's an Illinois Fox that starts down in Racine County and runs down into Illinois. It's also really pretty. Down around Buffalo Lake near Princeton, right where where the McCann River is, you can start paddling there.
Very good, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Super.
And
let's,
Clyde, you want to get your name in the hat for a drawing? No, we got that taken care of? Okay. Trevor in Jefferson, it's on to you now. Hi, Trevor.
Hi there. I had a question about, I guess, duck hunting out of a canoe or a kayak. I've been into Rutabaga a couple times just sort of looking at the options, and I'd be looking at something that would seat me and the dog of 100 pounds, or a possible option of a second person along with gear. And I guess I wonder if I should go kayak or canoe, or if I'm asking too much for the dual purpose, or just any kind of advice I could get.
You're not asking too much. Couple things you could do. One is a small canoe, a 15-foot or something like that.
Okay.
And there's one from a company called Novacraft called the Bob Special. And it's a 100-year-old design. It's been around forever. It was called the 50-pound special when it first came out in wood canvas. Wonderful boat for what you're talking about. For a kayak, there's a boat called the Native Watercraft Ultimate, and there's a 14.5-foot version that is either solo or tandem. So you could paddle it with two people, or you can pull the front seat out and have a person and a dog and plenty of room for, you know, a small spread of decoys.
Sure. Okay. And are those both fairly stable? I mean, I know a canoe's not the most stable.
You got a 100-pound lab, right?
Yeah,
Jesse, yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah, you got a moving target. You know, you get used to what you use. And, you know, the canoe, you're sitting a little higher, but it's a little bit wider. I think your best bet is to bring your dog and put the dog in and let him move around a little bit and
see how the dog handles it.
Yeah, it's more about the dog. I mean, I paddle a 15-footer with my dog all the time, and now I have a second dog. So a Great Pyrenees and a Black Lab in a canoe at the same time is...
that sounds interesting.
It's entertaining. To those watching, I think it's kind of, what is that guy doing?
Thanks much for the advice.
All right, thanks a lot for calling, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
You can join in, too, if you have a question at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call or email us at talk@wpr.org. We have 4 tickets to give away. We're going to have anybody who calls in or emails in with a question, well, your name goes kind of in the hat, and we'll draw in, I don't know, probably another 5 or 6 minutes for tickets to Canucopia this weekend. And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
It's Friday 4 to 9. Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5.
There we go. And we have an email from Carol in Randolph. How has the weather affected spring canoeing in southern Wisconsin this year?
It's been really good. Yeah, some of us kept paddling.
Yeah.
The water's been high and nice, and of course it's cold and you need to dress for immersion, but it's really pretty. It's really nice. So, yeah, it's been good.
And an email from David in Madison. I kayaked a little bit when I was a kid. I'd like to start again as a middle-aged adult. I saw some budget kayaks costing around between $250 and $350. Are these worth buying, or should I spend more and get a quality kayak?
Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, and the most important thing in a kayak is the seat. What you get with a lower-end kayak like that is a decent hull with a really, really bad seat, because that's where the expense is. And if you can only sit in it for 10 minutes without your legs going to sleep, it's not a very good bargain. So I'd say either get something that's different, that's used, or spend a little bit more money and get something that's you're going to be comfortable in.
What do you think? Twice that amount?
Yeah, I mean, right in there. Yeah, $500-$600, you can get a really comfortable boat. A little bit more than that, you get a super, super comfortable boat.
Yeah, and thinking about it, super comfortable sounds good to me.
Yeah, most of the boats we sell in that sort of recreational category are right in the $700-$800 range, and they have really comfortable seats.
Yeah. Joanne in Milwaukee, on to you now. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon, or morning.
Morning.
I am so excited to be talking to you. I have got 8 and 10-year-old boys, and we love to canoe, and we live not far from a lake in Madison, and if we've got a visitor, another adult, I can take one end and the other adult can take the other end of the canoe. We get it onto the lake easily enough, but my boys aren't quite strong enough or big enough to help carry that. I'm wondering if I should be thinking about kayaks as they're growing, or just something to maneuver the canoe, but as they are really enjoying paddling, I'm wondering, where should I put my investment money?
Boy, good question. 8 to 10 is a perfect time to get them started in a smaller boat, in their own boat. Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice thing to do for an 8. My daughter started when she was 4, so I'm an anomaly, and I realize that. But you get a kid in a boat when they're that young, and they're going to be on. They're going to be on. It's going to be really cool. So I'd say get a kid boat.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And let's turn to Jim and Toma. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Larry. I'm calling because I'm interested in these Delta kayaks, and they use a thermoform. I think it's an ABS plastic.
Yep.
And I was just wondering what Darren's opinion was on that. And by the way, I'm very excited to be heading to Canucopia on Saturday this week.
Perfect.
Great. So ABS is what they make football helmets out of. Okay. So it's pretty tough. Everything is proportionate to its weight and its cost. So the heavier it is, the more it costs. The lighter it is, or the heavier it is, the less it costs. The lighter it is, the more it costs. ABS is right in the middle. It's a really nice compromise. You get a good gloss, a good durability, a good stiffness without the price of a higher end boat. But yeah, you pay a little bit of a weight penalty, but it's a good option.
Does it resist UV degradation as well as like Kevlar or some of the fiberglass boats?
I think it's actually in some ways better. They do. There's additives in that oil and in the alloy they use for ABS that are UV resistant. Kevlar is great when it's covered up with something. You know, when Kevlar's by itself, you see those boats get dark. That's UV. Anything should be treated if you're going to leave it outside anyway. So getting something, UV tech is one of the chemicals we use. It's a spray on, wipe off kind of thing that's like sunscreen for your boat.
Well, thank you so much for your information.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. By the way, somebody called and thought you said Canucopia was all sold out, but not for people to come. It was sold out for
exhibitors.
Exhibitors.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, we got plenty of room for it.
Yeah. And you're expecting lots of people as always, but there's always plenty.
I mean, last year we were a little because we had a little family reunion on the square on Saturday. 100,000 of our best friends were up there. So, but they're coming back this year. So yeah, it's we're good.
We have Jerry and Phillips up next. Hi, Jerry.
Hello. How you doing, Larry?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
We're way up north here. We still got plenty of snow and ice on the lakes, but I'm ready to canoe. I'm going to be looking this year to buying either a Royal X or Kevlar. Want to know what the best way to go is between Royal X and Kevlar canoe material.
Okay, here's some simple questions. Where are you going to paddle it?
I'm going to be paddling probably up into Sylvania, and I want to get up into the Boundary Waters a few times.
Okay.
As well as some small rivers here in northern Wisconsin, the Flambeau.
Okay. How much are you going to spend in shallow water? How much time in shallow water?
Not so much rocky rivers, mainly lakes.
Okay, get Kevlar.
Kevlar.
Yeah, because you can pick it up and carry it.
All right. How about the ability to handle a little bit of abuse?
I can handle a lot of abuse. It's more cosmetic than anything. Uh-huh. A Kevlar boat can take quite a bit in terms of abrasion. You really don't want to spend too much time in shallow water, though. You want to keep that boat from touching the ground. Royal X is, you know, that's your Land Rover. You can beat the snot out of it.
Sure. Okay. So Well. Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome.
The downside of the Royal X is a little heavier?
It's a little heavier, yeah. As I say, you know, the best thing to do is buy a Kevlar boat and borrow your friends for when the water's low.
There you go.
That's what I do.
Nate in Black River. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just had a question. Just wondering if there's any kayak recommendations for bigger-sized guys. I'm about 6'2 and 280, and I did some ocean kayaking when I was in Monterey, California, and it was fun, but I was just a little cramped the whole time. So just wondering if you had any recommendations.
Yeah, depending on what you want to do, there's quite a few boats. If you're looking at a sea kayak, there's one from Current Designs called the Titan,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is great for guys your size. There's a bunch of different choices, probably too many to go into, but if you want to give me a call,
okay.
I can walk you through it.
All right.
You want my phone number?
Sure.
It's 608.
Okay.
819-0059. That's my desk.
All right. Well, thanks.
Sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And when the phone rings, you answer it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Jeff in Wausau. Hi.
Hello. We're doing a trip up in Canada this summer again, and I was wondering what he would recommend for an expedition canoe.
How much gear? How long are you going for? Where are you going?
It's 3 weeks, and it's going to be on a river, and it's going to be two guys in the boat with all our gear.
Which river?
Mississinabe.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I would recommend a big boat.
Yep.
One that comes to mind is you're not doing a lot of portaging, right? Just dragging around rapids here and there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd look at a boat from Novacraft called the Prospector 17 or Prospector 18. 17, 18 footers, very deep, massive capacity, and dry. And that's the nice thing. With you, two guys and a lot of gear for 3 weeks, you want a dry boat. You don't want to be bailing after every rapid. So I'd look at the Prospector 17, maybe the 18 if you're, going a little heavier.
And will there be some of those at the show?
Yep.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you for calling. More callers online, and who are we going to go next? Let's go to Joe in Oshkosh. Joe, hi.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Darren.
Hey.
A 16-foot wooden canoe, took the finish off of it, and it needs a little work, but I'd like to know if you guys have the stuff to put the finish back on there.
Well, I need a little more clarification. So is this a cedar strip canoe?
Yes.
Okay, so it's you stripped it, sanded it down,
right?
And you want to refinish it. Yeah, I would say we do. You need some fiberglass, you need some epoxy or some resin of some sort. And that's
I have the epoxy and everything. I just want to know, what to put on it afterwards.
Okay. Have you gone down to the wood or just?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to put cloth over that first. You need to put cloth over it. So you need to get some fiberglass cloth. Okay. I recommend 4 to 5 ounce cloth and wet it out and saturate it. There's a great book by a man named Ted Moores, M-O-O-R-E-S, called Canoe Craft. And he goes through in great detail how to recover a cedar strip boat. But you definitely can't just put epoxy on it. You gotta have some fiberglass over that too.
Okay. And you have all the materials on your website. If I need to buy some,
Fiberglass, you're gonna want to call me because I'm gonna have to order a roll of it or something like that from one of our manufacturers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And your number is
819-0059, 608 area code.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. We have an email from Joan wondering if you would comment on the choice of a sit-on kayak for a large guy. Would that kind of craft be less awkward to get into and out of? And how are they to operate? How are those sit-on kayaks?
It's a really good question. We do get people who are larger who have trouble getting inside a boat. And just, again, it's kind of awkward getting in and out sometimes.
Yeah.
Sit on top eliminates all those problems. You can just jump on and go. There's quite a few that would work. The Wilderness Systems Ride comes to mind, RIDE. That's a really nice design for bigger folks. The Native Watercraft Manta. There's a bunch.
Wayne emailed us from Elkhorn. My wife and I are beginners at kayaking. Would love to do kayaking trip to the Apostle Islands this summer. The lake's a little intimidating, especially when weather happens. How much skill and experience do you need to go out on your own on a camping trip on the islands? And you want to be a little careful.
Yeah, this is one of those things where I would say if you're having questions about it, then don't do it.
Right.
Now, if you're patient and willing to be windbound, then you can do a trip. You can paddle out to, say, Basswood Island and camp, and it's a short paddle. And then if things get nasty, you just stay there. We got windbound this fall on a trip. We stayed in a place for 2 days because the wind came up and there were 7-foot swells, and we didn't want to paddle in that. So we just waited it out. I would find I'd go with somebody who has some more experience first for your first time. The problem with Lake Superior is that the weather changes really fast. And some of the places that people get in trouble are often places that are seemingly innocuous, like Little Sand Bay over to Sand Island. the lake goes from super deep to almost no depth. So when the wind comes up from the northwest, it just picks these huge waves up, yeah. And you can get caught unaware. So yeah, it's I would go to one of the guide services up there, like Living Adventure is a good one out of Bayfield, and do a trip. Maybe get a couple other friends to go and do it. You know, a 3-day trip and get comfortable with it. But yeah. If you want to do your own trip. I'd say that you can do that if nothing goes wrong. And something often goes wrong, and you just have to have your wits about you.
Unfortunately, every year almost there's
somebody
dies.
Well, a guy died this year, and the reason he died is that he didn't have the proper clothing on. He didn't have a float plan. His people that were with him left him behind, saying he'd say, "I'll be okay. I'll catch up in a minute." So all these little things add up. One thing by itself doesn't usually cause the problem. But I'd love to talk to Wayne more about it if he wants to give me a call.
And you got some winners of your tickets, by the way. I wanted to bring that up. We have 4 winners of tickets to Canucopia. So we've got Jim L., last name starts with L, in Toma, Wisconsin. Nate N. in Black River Falls, Wisconsin. So we're north. All our winners are north. Well, here's Wausau. Jeff K. in Wausau is a winner. And Ellen W. in Wausau is a winner as well. Cool. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, they get their tickets. The way to do that, I think, is to show up and you've got a will call, right?
We don't. I thought you had them here. Maybe I didn't bring
them. Oh, maybe we do. Oh, okay. Well,
we'll work it out. We'll get them to you. If I can get addresses, I'll send them in the mail today.
Okay.
That'll work it out.
We will take care of that. And again, just to go back over it, Canucopia coming up Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
My goodness.
Yep.
So it's just a few days away. Friday, so tell us, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And 4 to 9 on Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday and then 10 to 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Correct.
And as usual, you've probably got a whole crowd of people staying at your house.
We're actually, I overbooked our house by 2 because I forgot. So I think we're going to put a heater on the screen porch. It's okay. It's funder. It's wonderful.
And I was looking at your Facebook page. You're actually looking for some babysitters yet too, I think.
Actually that's for our show. We have daycare at the show and one of our daycare providers backed out. So I'm looking for someone for Saturday and Sunday who is a certified daycare provider or close to it. Give me a call.
So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Darren's got a potential an opportunity for you.
Yeah, you make money and you get an employee discount.
Make money and get an employee discount. All right. Thanks, Darren, so much.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. Darren Bush, chief paddling evangelist and owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports in Madison, our guest. Normally he'd be with us for another 15 minutes, but because President Obama is going to be speaking at noon today, we've shortened up his time and also the time of the folks who are coming up. We're continuing to talk about water, but we're going to go with groundwater next. It's an incredibly important resource to protect and use wisely, and our guests coming up are going to share information about Groundwater Awareness Week, and they've got some great advice on how to ensure that our drinking water is safe. So stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.